Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. And we're going to focus on some United Way programs and people when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And our community connection on the way next on K1. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with a couple of the voices that are here on a regular basis with the United Way, but they usually bring along somebody else to kind of work in some information on their particular program that is funded by United Way. But again, Abigail Singery and Kirsten Ergenbright in this morning to give us some more information on a United Way update. Abigail, I noticed a change on the thermometer the other day. Are you 35%?
We are, Charlie. We're very excited about that. It's great to see the community support start rolling in.
Yeah, it's and that, you know, it's kind of like a snowball rolling down the hill. After a while, the momentum gains and the thing gets bigger and bigger, and it's just one of these things. It's nice to see that early excitement going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, $2 million goal. You know, that's roughly what you had last year, but still an opportunity to help a lot of people, a lot of different organizations, and through your main areas of emphasis, you're really, you know, getting a lot of work done.
We are, and our focus is on education, income, and health, as a lot of people know, but it's a big goal still.
Yeah.
It's a little lower, but it's still a big goal, and especially for the size of our town. But like I've said before, you know, we have such a giving town and community that they all kind of step in and pitch in, and it makes it a great campaign and everything.
Well, and the nice thing about the whole idea of a United Way that goes back to the beginning of when we started this thing with the community chest drive decades ago, you know, if everybody gives a little, then you end up with a lot of money in the pot.
Exactly. And our agencies work so hard for that money, and they do so much good with that money in the community. It really makes a big impact.
It does. And that's something that you and the agencies that get the gift of these funds, you measure that. You're looking at those outcomes and just doing what I think the community expects. So, you know, are we getting the best bang for our buck? And I'm happy to report that we do that every year.
We do. We get so much from each dollar that's given. And if you go to our website, bartlesvilleuw.org, you can actually see some of the different impacts. We have an impact calculator on there, so you can actually type in a certain amount. So $5 in that calculator, and it'll tell you where that $5 could be used among our agencies. So that's a great way to know where your money goes. And then, of course, we have our community investment committee process, which is a great way to get involved with United Way if you're interested in learning more. That'll kind of start up next year. We're wrapped up for this year, but it's a great way to get involved and to learn what our agencies do with the money that's allocated to them.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that calculator, but I'm assuming it gives you something like either on a collective basis or maybe, I don't know, does it break it down into individual programs that your $5 would, you know, take care of this much emergency supplies for the Red Cross or feed this many people at Agape, or how does it break it down?
It really breaks it down by a couple different things. So one that I know off the top of my head, and Abigail might know a few more off the top of her head, but say you put in a dollar. When you hit go, the calculation pulls up that a dollar is, one bottle of shampoo for someone who needs it, or it's an article of clothing at Mary Martha. And so it breaks it down a little further. And Abigail, you might know some more statistics off the top of your head, but
I believe for $15, you can give a Red Cross baby supplies kit for a family who's been in a house fire. When you've been in a house fire, you've lost everything, and you're going to need your infant supplies immediately. So that has diapers, formula, all the things that they need to keep their baby safe, fed, healthy, happy for the night while they regroup.
Yeah, exactly. And those are immediate items. And when I think of, it doesn't matter what program, but since you mentioned the Red Cross, and I've talked to the Red Cross people for so many years, that's something, like you said, when you people come out of a house fire and they've lost everything, literally, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't think about grabbing mm-hmm. anything other than let's get out of Dodge and make sure the whole family's out of the house.
Yes.
And so the Red Cross is there to immediately provide lodging if they don't have family to go to. Spending money for the next few dollars days because the wallet probably was left in pants or the purse didn't get picked up or whatever. And you probably can come up with an emergency debit card or whatever, but it's difficult sometimes.
All of our agencies are meeting needs, but the Red Cross does meet immediate needs for people in crisis. But we also have agencies who are working on more long-term goals like education. I don't know if you know this or not, Charlie, but 21% of children in the Bartlesville Public School District had unsatisfactory or limited knowledge of reading, and in Nowata, that's up to 29%. And if these students' knowledge gaps can be addressed early on, then those students can then go on to succeed. Most of the teens who end up dropping out of high school, those problems started early. They didn't start in high school. They've been struggling all along, and then finally they just stopped trying. Yeah. And so if we can get them to help and get them to start trying early on, then that'll be a big help. And some of the ways that our partner agencies are working on that is they're providing homework help and a safe place to go after school through after school programs. They provide character development and leadership opportunities through things like Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and they provide anti-bullying programs to the schools and our partner agencies.
Yeah, I noticed a piece out in another medium over the weekend on the Peaceful Warriors program and some of the other things that are going on. That programs that are doing a lot of great things in our community, and yet without those United Way dollars, there would be a big hole in what they were doing.
Exactly. Those kids really need that extra help to allow them to succeed and stay in school and go on to graduate. When you have a good educational foundation, that leads to success in all avenues of your life later on.
Yeah, and that's something that has been traced for a long time, but when you trace it locally in a particular community, in a particular group of people, all of a sudden those seemingly small percentages add up into a major problem.
Yes.
And that's just one thing on that calculator. Like I said, I'm sure there's other things you can do with it, but people need to check that out.
Yes.
Some of the other things that are going on, I know, we talked about this last time you guys were on with the individual corporate, large and small drives, whether just people at everything from the traditional dress down Fridays to some of the other corporate giving from larger businesses. And yeah.
Yeah, correct. We have a lot of different campaigns going on throughout different businesses, anywhere from bake sales to, athletic events, dodgeball tournaments, volleyball tournaments, that kind of thing. So we get a wide range among our businesses here in town, and a lot of people have so much fun with it. And that's one thing that I think a lot of businesses don't really understand, is that it doesn't have to be you just asking your employees to donate money. And so you can make it fun. You can make it exciting. Some of them have competitions like DoorDash decorating competitions, or t-shirt decorating competitions, things that kind of get people engaged and involved without just straight asking for the donation, because we know that's not everybody's thing, and some people like to be more engaged and know where that money's going, and so we really try to capture all those different audiences and people.
Yeah, well, I think people are giving people. You mentioned that first thing, Kirsten, but if you give them a little bit more of the story, if you give them a reason or make it fun, or an opportunity to get involved through Day of Caring, and I know we'll talk about that in a minute, then all of a sudden participation grows, the percent given probably increases, and people feel better about what they're doing.
Yep, they do. People love getting involved, and that's one of the most fun things about my job, and I'm sure Abigail feels the exact same way, is seeing people get excited about what we get excited about. It's our passion to be here and to do this stuff, but when other people join in, it's just that much more gratifying to see other people having fun with it.
Yeah, well, I compare it to a piece of music. One person playing a solo can be beautiful, but you get a whole bunch of them together in a symphony, and it's a really big sound.
It's even better. Exactly.
Yeah. Day of Caring. This is something that goes on annually in and around Bartlesville. I know it's called Day of Caring, but realistically, it's a whole bunch of days and a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, it kind of is almost like a month of caring is what it kind of seems like, but it's great. That's a great thing. Day of Caring, it's usually one day, but it kind of filters through a bunch of different days. This year, we had over 1,700 volunteers that kind of went out in the community and did different things, all from rocking babies to reading with kids to cleaning up up a highway to, you know, helping paint rooms, and so many different projects going to Day of Caring, and so many different volunteer opportunities through that.
Yeah, that, and when you get to somebody that gets connected to an organization, I've heard the stories before. You know, I really did. I heard about Organization X, it doesn't matter, but I didn't really know what they did till I got out there and got involved and got my fingers dirty with it, so to speak.
And that's a great point, Charlie. It is. It's a great way to get involved. And the other thing is, it's not just our partner agencies. We have 13 great partner agencies, but Day of Caring opens up to the community. So you have churches submitting projects. You have all nonprofits in the town can submit projects. You have school systems submitting projects. So all those people that go out and volunteer, they have that opportunity to connect with that organization. So I know we've had a lot of success there, and it usually turns into volunteers. I know one group goes over to the Mustang Run, and they've done that project for the past 3 years, 4 years, what did we decide? Whenever they started it, and that group loves that project, and they go volunteer at the school throughout the year because of that. And that's an awesome thing to see.
It is. And of course, they just had that Ryan run last week, I believe, with the Bruin Mile. We will continue more with our United Way representatives and figure out how you can get involved when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our community connection on 1400 K1 with Kirsten and Abigail. And Abigail, I notice a piece of paper over there in front of you. I read upside down fairly well, but what two words that really stick out to me, awesome prizes. What's going on?
Well, Charlie, we have something we're really excited about this year. We have the Hero in You Kids Photo Contest. And what it is we're playing off of our hero theme this year, so trying to get people, the community, engaged and excited about heroes. We've been encouraging them all throughout the campaign to think about who their heroes are. For instance, at kickoff, we honored some of the firefighters, police officers. So this is just another chance where parents can get their kids involved and ask them to think about who their heroes are. And so what it is a parent gets their kid to dress up as their favorite either superhero or real-life hero. We've already had a very cute little firefighter's picture submitted. Mm-hmm. And so then they take a picture, and they can submit that on either our website or our Facebook page. You can find the links either place. And then there'll be a voting period on Facebook where they can vote by liking the picture and encouraging their friends and family to get involved and vote. And there are awesome prizes that they can win. The first place is $100 Amazon gift card and a Hero gift bag. The second place, $50 Amazon gift card and a Hero gift bag. And then the third place is a $25 Amazon gift card and a Hero gift bag. And we just really like to encourage the community to engage with us and think about their heroes. It's just another way to be involved in that hero theme this year.
And besides that, mom and dad get a great picture or two or three or four to share on Facebook anyway.
Exactly. And Halloween is coming up, so I'm sure people are already starting to think about costumes. Maybe this year your kid would like to be a superhero.
Sure. I can see some more. I don't care. You picked a character, Superman, Wonder Woman. It doesn't matter. So many of them fit that mold without even talking about dressing up as Officer Friendly or McGruff, the crime dog, or a firefighter or a medical worker of your choice.
Exactly. We already have a very cute Supergirl submitted. So, yeah, be creative.
Yeah.
Or your kids could even dress up as a teacher or somebody else in their life if they wanted to do that.
Yeah, and of course, if you happen to have that real-life superhero standing next to them, then maybe a better picture, I don't know.
Even better.
Yeah, so all kinds of reasons for ways that mom and dad, or for that matter, the student, the youngster themselves, can come up with an idea and get that picture submitted to you. When do they have to get that in by?
The deadline is October 16th, and then we'll do the voting from October 18th through 23rd.
So that's like in about a week.
Yes. So get on it, get your costume ideas, and then even if you don't have a kid who's the right age for it, you can be watching for those costumes to be posted on October 18th through the 23rd, and then go ahead and vote for your favorite.
And again, this is one of those opportunities to, well, I'm not sure if you can vote early and vote often, but you can you can definitely spread the ballot around to your friends and neighbors.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is a great idea, and again, the more we get the student population involved, then they can see what's going on from an early age and get used to looking for United Way updates on that.
Yes, and we'll also have a lot of other information on our Facebook and our website if people want to check that out. We've got success stories from our different agencies that basically just share a heartwarming story. If you want to know how did my dollars impact a particular person last year, you can go find out from each agency how your dollars would have impacted a specific person, as well as the statistics. We have the statistics too, but it's sometimes it's nice to hear a specific person's story and how those dollars made a difference in their life.
That is a great idea, and it's an opportunity to you know, get that personal touch, particularly if you don't have to know the person, but if their picture is there next to you, or you see maybe their home or something that keys into that story, it just makes it so much more personal.
Yes.
So many different programs, and I don't think we have time in the about 2.5 minutes or so left. Well, 3 minutes so we've got left to talk about that. But the personalization, the fact that these are real people that you may run into at the grocery store or go to church with, just makes it that much more, I think, impactful.
Yes, it does.
Different ways of giving, and I know that we try to run through this every time, but some of the things we don't talk about much, we talk about, you know, giving at work, but there's also just, you know, you can send them a bill reminder, so to speak, on their pledge, or however way the giver wants to give.
Correct. And again, if you visit our website, BartlesvilleUW.org, you can give directly there. We have kind of a PayPal set up. It can be a one-time donation. You can set it up to do reoccurring. So that's a really easy way to give. You can also call us at the office, and we'll help you with that. We can set up the invoices kind of like you talked about. There's so many different options. We try to make it easy for everyone to be able to give. And then, like I said, giving money is very important. It does so much in our community, but also give your time and then advocate for our agencies and for United Way within the community.
And of course, giving that time, that in-kind donation, can they work that through your office or go to directly to the agencies or both or neither? Or how does it work?
A little bit of both. All of our agencies, and again, all agencies in town, love volunteers. They love volunteers in so many different aspects. If you go to Mary Martha, you can go sort clothes any day, show up, she'll take you. Some agencies like outdoor work. So if your thing is landscaping, there is an agency that would love to have you help them with their landscaping. I guarantee it. There is something for everyone. So you can contact the office if there's questions about who maybe would be a great match for you. But also just contact those agencies directly and ask if they need some help, and I'm sure they'll say yes.
Yeah, it's just a great idea to give of your time. And then if you want to bonus that out with a little bit of cash, because after all, we measure it. Cash is easy to measure. Time, maybe not so much.
Yeah, the time is really hard to measure. We try through Day of Caring, but that's just one day or, you know, week or month as it turns out. But it's a little easier to measure that. But as far as the time that's given throughout the year, it is so hard to measure that and to measure that impact, because our agencies couldn't function without the volunteers that they have.
You know, every agency, every program needs those people who can step forward and say, either I was able to make a difference through doing this, or say that I saw what happened in somebody else's life. Be an advocate for these programs as
exactly.
well.
Advocating is such a huge piece of what we do and what our agencies do. Without the piece of advocating, it'd be really hard to tell what impact there was in the community. If nobody ever advocated for us or our agencies, a lot of the word wouldn't be spread that gets spread.
Yeah, well, again, get a hold of you guys and just, you know, make your cash contributions. Fives, tens, twenties, or 500s, it doesn't matter much. It all goes in the same pot.
Correct.
Guys, thank you very much for coming in this morning. That is our Community Connection this morning. And again, follow the United Way on their website, first of all, BartlesvilleUW.org, or again, on Facebook and on Twitter, and I don't know, you're on
Instagram.
In Instagram as well. I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to put that out if it wasn't accurate. News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Six more earthquakes in our state over the